Good evening.
Evening. The phone's just me.
You are the only one, I believe, correct?
Yes, because it was the music.
Yeah, that's the telltale giveaway. So I understand you introduced yourself to Merrill, so thank you for that.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. I had the phone a little bit away from me.
I understand you spoke to Merrill just to briefly introduce yourself. So
yes, and that's not a common name. And years ago, I went to a family that had taken in some children, and one of the little girls was named Merrill, and I did a children's Passover with them. And I thought, I just wonder if she could be that little Merrill grown up, you know?
No, I don't think so. It's actually relatively common to our generation for Jewish children. It's not like Jennifer in American, but it's fairly common.
Okay. Well, around here it's not.
That I can understand. It's primarily in New York, Chicago, and LA.
They would be grown by now. And of course they don't live in Lake Charles anymore, so
understand. We may not have a class tonight, it looks like.
Well, some may be cooking or getting ready.
Either they're cooking or it's just part of the weekend, so
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the holiday. I never take it personally.
No, especially being women that have so many jobs to do.
Right. How's Tony doing?
Well, not too badly. He went today for blood work, and good thing the nurse sent me I asked for a copy, and good thing she did, because this was Lafayette, sent it to me, and I got it yesterday. And I made a copy, and I told him to take it because you never know if they really got the orders. And sure enough, they hadn't gotten the orders at the hospital. And they wanted it before noon. And he weakens after noon, you know, in the afternoon.
I think somebody came on.
Oh, okay.
Brandela.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa. Gedula Shemincha. Ta. Alphabet Gimel Yotav Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu Acharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Dun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barhen Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Saditav Gimel Kasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zochre Kedushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zion Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tiakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tadiyutav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Noseawon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We'll now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, kutcha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu. Urchimud, hilud, hilu, urchimud. Leachta, l'shem yud he bavav he. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasov Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai elohenu elenu maasei yadenu konenehu. Leinu maasei yadenu konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Berichu Koma Deaved Leela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Beovada Bishot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Devae Barnash Ledachya Leia Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzterif Be Alma. The energy of the year 5780 has two parts, a revealed part, which is connecting to the word of compensate, and a concealed part, which connects to the word shefa, which is the goodness of God that flows into the world. And the way we reveal the shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying one of the verses that connect to the energy of this year, 5780. So tonight we will study Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 5. Excuse me, it'll be Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 36. Vayomer Hashem Eli Ben Adam Atishpot et ahala, v'et ahaliva, v'hageich lachen, et tu avut einchen. The translation, Hashem said moreover unto me, Son of man, wilt thou judge Ohola? And Oholiba, then declare unto them their abominations. And the energy of the year 5774 which is peace in the Middle East. We study the verse from the Tanakh, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami Yisrael untati v'shatan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te a la me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo a la da la a wa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me. Nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo. Nu me yo yo la, hey, re hey, me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa pe he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ta me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he wa yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a ala me ta e. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me a yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la yo, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. And the Tzaddikim who left on the 29th day of Cheshvan, which is started at sundown tonight, Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Dov Beresh HaKohen Rappaport, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Chover, and Rabbi Avraham Abish Kanner. So it looks like the ceasefire is holding in Gaza. So we will not do the battle prayer tonight. So we're going to do the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Og. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yogura. Ye ah ni wi yosh. Ye ah ni wi yosh. Ye ah ni wi yosh. Esed. Ye ah ni wi yohe. Ye ah ni wi yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Bina. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Asma. Ye aheni we yoha. Ye aheni we yoha. Ye aheni we yoha. Getter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. And I should have made a further comment about the ceasefire. Hopefully it will continue to hold. But we need to praise Hashem for allowing peace to reign back into the land of Israel. Or it's a relative peace, as we know. But praise Hashem. Baruch Hashem. We will now connect to the Ten Utterances, Esther Dibrot.
Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem. Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo yihyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mi'ma'al v'asher Ba'aret mitachat ve'asher, ba'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachave, lachem, ve'lo tavdem ki anochi, Hashem Elohecha, el kana poked avon, avot al banim al shileshim. We are rebeim l'shonai v'yoseh hesed la'alafim l'yohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisai et shem Hashem Elohecha l'shav ki lo yenake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo l'shav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim tavod ba'asita kol melachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la'shem Elohecha lo ta'aseh kol melacha Ata Ha Uvitecha Avdecha V'yamatcha Uvhemtecha V'gercha Asher Pishayra Irecha Kisheshet Yamim Masa Hashem Et Hashamayim V'et Karetz Et Hayam V'et Kol Asher Bam Vayanach Bayom Hashvi Alkein Berachet Yom Hashabbat Vayikpeshehu Kibedet Avicha V'et Aimecha Lema'an Yarikun Yamecha Al Hadama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten Lach Lo Titzach Titzach Lo Tinach Lo Tignov Lo Ta'aneh Bereacha Bereacha Et Shaker Lo Tachmod Beit Reecha Lo Tachmod Eshet Reecha V'avdo v'amato, v'shoro v'chamero, v'kol asher l'reecha. Now for the Ma meditation. Actually, we'll do the Shema Yisrael first. So please close your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. And now for the abridged Kaddish, which we will utilize as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. Itkadal itkadash shimei rabba, and we all say Amen. Ve'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute v'chaye konu v'yomechon uv'chaye dekol beit Yisrael. Pagala uvizman kariv itparach v'ishtabach v'itpar v'itromam Vitna sevita darvita levita lal shemede kucha. Leila min ko birkata vishirata. Tushkechata venechemata. Da amiran bialma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya. Vatayim aleinu vialko Yisrael. Ve'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, uyase shalom aleinu, y'al kol Yisrael. Ve'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, Uyase shalom aleinu, y'all call Yisrael, ve'imru amen. Tonight we're tonight's class is the writings of the Ari. Similar to last night, we will go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix and go to row 14, the second column from the left, and you'll see the writings of the Ari. If you open up that link, it opens up to the list of the Ari's writings. You scroll down to Parasha Toldot. Under that Parasha, there are three links. We're taking the middle link, like the dew of Mount Hermon. And we will say an additional L'Shem Yichud because the Baruch Shem in the Shema grounded all the energy. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'Shem Yud He Bovavhe V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vaino Amadunai Eloheinu Eleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kenanei Eleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kenaneihu. Isaac and Rebekah's prayer drew forth the infinite light. In the beginning of the portion of the Torah read this week, Isaac and Rebekah pray for children. Isaac entreated Hashem opposite his wife because she was barren. When God's infinite light descends, it becomes manifest in Atika, that is, in Arikanpin. And Arikanpin extends throughout the entire measure of Atzilut. The other parts of theme enclose the Arikanpin to various different extents. Atika means the ancient one or the primordial one. The part Suf that develops from the inner dimension of Keter is called Atik Yomim. But the term Atika Kadisha, the Holy Ancient One, or just Atika, the Ancient One, refers to the part Suf that develops from the outer dimension of Keter, Arikan Pin. Joseph is called Morning, for light issues from him. And Arikan Pin is synonymous with the will. God's will to manifest at any particular level is what is responsible for the existence of that level of revelation, that world. Thus, the will permeates the entire world that develops out of it and is the inner force driving all the other manifestations of his powers, his partsufim, at that level. It follows that when this light wishes to extend into Bria, we would imagine that it would issue from the feet of Arikan Pin, since they reach this far. But this is impossible, for his feet are blocked there, and the light cannot issue forth. The feet or Malchut are the lowest level of the Partsuf of Arikan Pin. So we would assume that they embody the lowest intensity of will in the world of Atzilut, which would be appropriate to create the world of Briah. We see, however, that there is no orifice in the feet for any type of light to issue through. This is basically because the feet existing, as they do at the lowest level, must be insulated in order to prevent any unwarranted flow of divine light to the powers of evil. Rather, the light issues forth from Yesod of Arikan Pin, which is situated above between the thighs. From there it issues to Zeran Pin, which encloses it. When the light issues from the Yesod of Arikan Pin, it is opposite the dot of Zeran Pin. The light it issues from Arikan Pin in order to eventually create the next world, that of Bria, issues from its Yesod, as we have explained previously,
Yesod is a drive toward actualization of any particular partsuth. The other partsuthim of Atzilut are smaller than Arikan 10 and enclose only various segments of it. For example, Abba and Ibo include the Chesed Gevura Tiferet of Arikan 10. The Zeran Pin encloses Arikan Pin from the lower third of its Tiferet down to its Malchut, and so on. Here we see that the dot of Zeran Pin encloses Arikan Pin opposite it, its Yesod. This simply means that the drive which Arikan Pin has for self-actualization becomes the dot, or the subjective knowledge, of the partsuf of emotions. The light that issues from Yesod is called morning. As it is written, the morning was light. Yesod is synonymous with Joseph, who is also called morning, for light issues from him. The phrase, the morning was light, occurs in the story of Joseph and his brothers. Due to his sexual purity, Joseph is associated with the Sephirah of Yesod. Now, the light that issues from the beard via the hairs is called mazel, because it flows drop by drop. A mazel is a spiritual conduit of divine life force. The word mazel in Hebrew is derived from the root letters Nun, Zion, Lamed, which spell the Hebrew word meaning to flow. A mazel is a spiritual conduit of divine life force, which flows from it to some other level. To explain, the light of the Infinite One first becomes manifest in the head of Arikan Pin, in which are situated the brains. When it then seeks to be manifest further down through the throat, which is narrow, the light bursts forth through the skin as hair. This is the origin of the beard. The transformation of divine consciousness from the mental to the emotional state is a drastic change and involves simsum, or contraction of the light. This is the spiritual mechanics behind the anatomical phenomena of the neck being such a narrow connection between the head and the torso. Despite this contraction, the light descending from the mental faculties is still too intense to be completely funneled through the passageway of the neck or the throat, and therefore the residual aspects of it exude through the pores of the skin as the beard. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, the sound of the mighty Adirim waters that break the sea. These waters are from the hairs, as in the expression, he was entirely covered with a cloak, Adaret, of hair. When the vessel is pierced, then the light issues forth as a hair. This is the cloak. The word Adir carries both the meanings of mighty and that of a magnificent cloak or mantle as a symbol of royalty and power. Hair is like the letter Vav, and the light within it is like the letter Yud, which depicts the point of light within it. The form of the letter Vav represents an elongated channel, which is similar to a hair. The form of the letter Yud symbolizes the particular particle of light that issues via the hair. The beard of Arikan Pin extends down to the navel, which is opposite the head of Zeran Pin. The light that manifests and pierces via the beard originates in the three brains. The navel demarcates the division of the torso into the upper two-thirds and its lower third. The topmost part of the head of the Zeran Pin encloses Arikan Pin,
And from this point, the lower third of Tiferet of Arishan Pin. The lights of the beard issue in 13 parts. This is because the light that manifests and pierces via the beard originates in the three brains. These states of mentality are three names Havaya, which together possess 12 letters. These together with the 13th level that encompasses them all are 13 states of rectification. Therefore, all these 13 states are channeled through the beard of this male. Each of the three brains or mentalities, Chachma, Bina, and Daat, is a different manifestation of God's creative energy, which is expressed in the name of Havaya. Arikan Pin is considered a male partsuf, and there is no corresponding female partsuf that shares its mental states. These can therefore be entirely channeled through its own beard. But below, there are only 9 parts of the beard of Zeran Pin. For above, in Arikan Pin, there is no feminine principle. The three final letters, Hey, in the three names of Havaya are for the female. And what is left for the male is the three letters Yud, Hey, and Bav in each name. This is why there are 9 parts of the beard of Zeran Pin and 13 parts of the beard of Arikan Pin. When the three names Havaya in the three brains of Arishan Pin descend into its torso, there is no feminine principle to absorb the residual light from the final haze of these names that pierces through the skin of the jaw and the neck. Therefore, all this light can be manifest as a beard. When the similar process occurs in Zeran Pin, however, there is the partsuf of Nukva to absorb the feminine energy from these letters. Thus, there are only 9 letters left to manifest in the beard. There is no kolel here, as there is in Arishan Pin, since the full array is not present. Of these 13 parts of the beard of Arikan Pin, 2 are referred to as mazal, in that divine beneficence flows downwards through them. These are the attributes of storing kindness and equis. His robe was like white snow. As we have mentioned previously, the 13 tufts of the beard of Arikan Pin are synonymous with the 13 attributes of species. Aspects of divine mercy. In Exodus 34, the beard attributes of mercy are 1, the mighty, the sideburns, or El, 2, merciful, the mustache, or the rachum, 3, and glorious, the lack of hair in the middle of the mustache, Wichanun, 4, the long, the hair under the lower lip, which is Arik, 5, the suffering, the lack of hair in the middle of the hair under the lower lip, this is called Ha'ayei Paim, 6, the abundant in kindness, the hair of the jawbone, Lerav Chesed, and 7, and truth, the lack of hair on the cheeks, Ve'emet. The 8th pasuk, the 8th part, storing kindness, the upper layer of the beard, notzer with a large nun, is the word in the 13 attributes of mercy. Number 9, 2000s, the short hairs between the upper and lower layers of the beard. 10, the bearing iniquity, the small hairs near the throat. the 11, and transgression, the fact that these small hairs are all of equal size. 12, and sin, the lack of hair in the mouth. It will be noted that these two, number 8 and number 13, are the upper and lower layers of the beard proper, as opposed to all the other parts of the beard in this table. These two extend downward. These two mazalot couple and below bestow beneficence on Zeranpin and the Nukva. This is why it is said that these hairs reach the level of the navel of Arichanpin, for they impart beneficence to Zeranpin and Nukva, which exists from the level of the navel and downward. The word of forestoring kindness, Notzer, which is spelled Nun Sadi Resh, may be presumed to spell the word for will, Ratzon, spelled Resh Sadik Vav Nun. There is an implied Vav in between the Nun and the Tzadik of Notzer. This affords an association between this attribute of mercy and Arichan Pin, the Partsuf or the will. And I am adding, perhaps this is the reason for the large Nun, which connects to Bina as well in the 13 attributes of mercy. This is because Bina is termed will, and it is the attribute of Chesed. For this reason, the high priest was robed in 8 vestments. In general, the beard of the high priest is associated with Bina, the 8th Sephirah. The 8th attribute is strong storing Chesed, and we have just noted that storing is a permutation of will. There must therefore be a connection between will and Chesed. The connecting link is Bina. When Isaac and Rebecca were praying, they were addressing these two attributes. In the verse, like the beard of Aaron cascading down over his garments, we see that the beard is associated with Aaron, the first high priest. The word for his garments in this verse, midotav, also can mean his midot or his emotions. Thus, we have the image of Aaron, the high priest, with his beard flowing into the midot. In light of what we have seen above, this makes us identify Aaron with Arichan Pin, whose beard flows into Zeran Pin, the partsuf of the midot. As we said, midot can mean both emotions and garments. However, the high priest wore 8 garments, while we usually speak of only 7 midot. The 8th midah, that is in the next sephirah in the series, which if we begin with Malchut and count upwards, is Bina. In Aaron or Arichan Pin, we may thus consider Bina together with the midot. The priest in his service elicits divine goodwill, as is seen in many verses throughout the Torah. As we have also explained previously, the priest expressed the divine attribute of Chesed, while the Levite expressed the attribute of Gevurah. The beard, moreover, is a garment, as it is written, his robe was like white snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. And the beard is the attribute of antiquities. The verse quoted is a description of the Ancient of Days, which although usually as a term refers to the partsuf of Atik Yomin, is evidently taken here to refer to Arichan Pin, which after all enclose Atik Yomin, just as the other partsufim of Atzilut enclose it. The robe in this verse is understood to be a white flowing beard. The second half of the verse speaks of the hair of the head being like pure wool. The word for used for pure or clean here is naka, which is Aramaic for nakeh. The whole verse, like most of the book of Daniel, is in Aramaic. The word for acquits in the list of the 13 attributes of mercy. These two mazalot couple as one, as mentioned above. Now, these two mazalot are the two drops of anointing oil that hung at the end of Aaron's beard. As our sages have said, this is the mystical meaning of the verse. It is like the precious oil upon the head, cascading down upon the beard. The oil is the light of Chokmah. As the sages say, whoever is accustomed to use oil merits Chokmah. As we have explained previously, Chokmah is a seminal drop of insight that enters the conscious mind as a concentrated essence from the superconscious. This is similar to oil, which is the concentrated essence of the olive. All the brains are receptacles for Chokmah and are called by its name. This is the mystical meaning of the phrase from the above quoted verse, like the precious oil. The meaning is as follows. The order in which the partsufim enclose Arishan Pin is that Abba enclosed his right arm and the right half of his torso, while Ima enclosed his left arm and the left half of his torso. Both extend downward and enclose him as far as his navel. This is the mystical significance of the tefillin that we put on our left hand, where we elevate thereby the nukvah into Ima, which includes the left hand of Arishan Pin. Zeran Pin includes the right thigh of Arishan Pin up to the navel, while nukvah of Zeran Pin includes his left thigh up to the navel. This is the meaning of the statement in the Zohar, he is with Netzach and she is with Hod. Netzach and Hod corresponding to the right and left legs, respectively. The beard of Arishan Pin extends down to his navel, where is found the head of Zeran Pin. This is the mystical meaning of the expression upon the head in the verse quoted above. For the divine beneficence flows into the head of Zeran Pin. Onto the head of Zeran Pin. The verse thus reads mystically, like the precious oil, i.e. Chokmah, suspended as drops on the end of the beard of Arishan Pin, which is on top of the head of Zeran Pin. But before it reaches the head of Zeran Pin, it cascades down the beard, meaning that it ascends to the eighth part of the beard, the storing of chesed. For this attribute of divine mercy corresponds to the upper layer of the beard proper. This is the mystical meaning of the continuation of the verse quoted above, running down over his garments. The word for his garments, midotav, can be read as the midot of the letters Vav and Yud, meaning the hairs as mentioned above. That is why the word over, all is ayin lamed or aleph lamed, is used here, for it refers to the hairs themselves. The Vav signifies the hollow chamber or channel of the hair, and the Yud signifies the light pursuing through it. Thus the verse describes the light of Chokmah flowing down the beard. Once it has received the influx of Chokmah from Arishan Pin via the beard,
Zerampin then gives it in turn to the Nukva. And this is the mystical meaning of the verse, "Open for me, my bride, for my head is full of dew." The dew refers to the light which flowers. The numerical value is the same as that of the word for dew, which is tall, tet lamed, and it's equal to 39. This verse continues. "My locks with the drops of the night." These locks are the hair on the back of the head of Zerampin, which hangs down until they reach the head of the Nukva. Behind him. This is the mystical meaning of the drops of the night, the drops of Hakba that reach night, Malchut. Day and night are masculine and feminine images, and therefore correspond to the male and female archetypes of Zerampin and Nukva. Now, when Isaac and Rebekah were praying to God for children, they are addressing these two attributes of divine mercy. And this is why the expression entreated is used instead of the more usual prayed. As our sages say, just as a pitchfork turns the grain from place to place in the barn, so do the prayers of the righteous. As our sages said, why are the prayers of the righteous compared to a pitchfork? To indicate that just as a pitchfork turns the grain from place to place in the barn, so do the prayers of the righteous turn the mind of the Holy One. Blessed be he, from the attribute of judgment to the attribute of mercy. The root of the word for entreat in Hebrew, ayin tav resh, also means a pitchfork. Isaac was directing his prayers to God via the 13th mazal, and he equips, from there the emulating Zerampin had to direct divine beneficence, in this case fertility, to his wife. Rebecca, on the other hand, directed her prayers to God via the 8th mazal, the storing of chesed, which is the male of the two. This was in order to elicit divine mercy upon himself. This was in order to elicit divine mercy upon her husband. Each one prays opposite to the other. This is why it says opposite his wife. And that's the end of our class, the end of the article. Part 2, Bread and Salt, I highly recommend you read forward to, because we will not be reading it again till next year. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all shalom gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom. Reminding you, Thanksgiving night is Rosh Chodesh.
Shalom. Good night.
So our 7 o'clock class will be that. And if you want to get a double portion, we will have a class at 10 a.m. Thursday. That will be a mini Rosh Chodesh event.
So, are we having a class? Are you having a class at 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Yes, I am. We're going to learn all about the cakes.
Okay.
And we'll also have a class on the Psalms, 7 a.m. Friday morning.
Okay.
So I bid you all. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you.